T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a bullet by Tannehill. So the first touchdown pass for Ryan Tannehill at Nissan Stadium as a Titan is a thing of beauty. Chargers show blitz. Tannehill fires to the back of the end zone. Man is there. Ball is caught. Touchdown! Titans! And the Titans have a fourth quarter lead at Nissan Stadium.
Tannehill did a really nice job here.
Tannehill takes a knee.
Wow!
And the Titans,
yes,
get it done miraculously.
I felt really confident coming in. You know, every play kind of had a plan for it and what we were trying to accomplish when Art made the call. And then guys did a good job of executing. You see receivers getting open, O-line blocking, and when that's happening, playing quarterback is a lot of fun, man. You get to sit back and deliver the football and let your guys make plays. So had a ton of fun today.
Live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Baby, come back, Ryan Tannehill.
We don't feel that way, do we?
No, we do not.
He looked good, though.
But they, that was the perfect game. Like, they need, they got more offense out of him than they got out of Marcus Mariota all season long.
Oh, for sure.
Tennessee feels like they have found a diamond in the rough.
I think we warned everybody about what was going to happen
with
Tannehill.
I know what's going to happen, though.
What?
His numbers weren't gaudy. Like, they're going to be a 500 team,
yes,
under him.
But he's going to get around 300 yards. He's going to look good. He's going to throw some touchdowns. He's going to make limited mistakes, and they're going to be 8-8. Hawk, we know it.
I know. I mean,
but he looks better than Marcus Mariota.
Go enjoy that. Go enjoy that. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Going to give you the code word here in a quick moment.
There's a reason patients count on Cleveland Clinic Florida as their go-to for care. Access our top-ranked care like the primary care with same-day appointments. Express Care online. You can see a provider live from your favorite device. Express Care ready to help you feel better in no time. And the emergency department providing high-quality emergency care for very sick or injured patients. That's why we are voted number one in South Florida. Come see for yourself in person or online and make us your go-to for care. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/where to go.
All right. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie, and you're certainly welcome to come on out here and join us if you so feel like it. Time for your chance to win Channing's Change. The code word this hour is relax. You remember Aaron Rodgers famously a couple seasons ago told everybody, relax. That dude, by the way, we had money. We needed the Chicago Bears -4 to hit a four-team parlay yesterday. And, man, that Bears team, which was supposed to be the best team in the NFC North, yeah, if not the eventual Super Bowl winner, they're the worst team in the NFC North. Minnesota, Green Bay, and Detroit, I believe, are all better than the Bears. That Mitch Trubisky is garbage.
That's what it goes off of. If Kirk Cousins plays for Minnesota, they are good.
Man, he has reinvigorated himself. They had the little crying session,
yeah,
for a couple weeks, but they have come back a different team.
And Aaron Rodgers playing out of this world.
Holy hell.
He's special.
Oh, my God.
He is special.
Anyway, time for your chance to win Channing's Change. Code word this hour is relax. R-E-L-A-X. Text that word right now to 72881. And you have a chance to win $1,000. Text the word relax to 72881. Your next chance to win will be around 4 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Again, we're doing it live here at Twin Peaks in Davie. Always have a good time out here, no matter what's going on with our football teams. This hour is brought to you by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. As I started the show, I don't want to talk about it, but we got to talk a little bit about the Miami Hurricanes. And here's, by the way, a little bit, I think, of what got Hurricanes fans frustrated. After the game, Manny Diaz talked about a rebuild, and people were up in arms.
Yeah.
Rebuild? You're two seasons removed from being the number two team in the nation. You had a 10-game win streak. This was supposed to be you picking up, you know, the program where it was a little bit faulty, but he used rebuild. Then he went on with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz this morning, and he said the rebuild was taken out of context. The rebuild is a rebuild of our confidence.
What'd you say, Manny?
Here's what I have to say about that, though. This is what I have to say. If you're winning, it doesn't matter what you say. It's great. Yeah. And if you're losing, it doesn't matter what you say. You didn't say the right thing. And in the moment, I'm sure Manny Diaz, after that loss to Georgia Tech on Saturday, I'm sure in the moment he was thinking to himself, this season's lost. I gotta worry about next season. And when you start doing that, you worry about a rebuild. And I think he probably used words or a word that he regretted using. And instead of today saying, I used a word that I regret using, I was in the heat of the moment, I was disappointed, and I probably shouldn't have used that word, and I don't believe that we're in a rebuild. He instead tried to suggest that it was out of context. He was talking about a rebuilding of confidence, which sounded like a messier cleanup than needed to be made.
But when you say rebuild, in the league you say tanking. Like, if you think about the big picture of it, you're trying to get better players on your team. Like, rebuilding college is recruiting. Rebuilding the league
college,
is getting a higher draft pick.
In all honesty, college is always a rebuild.
And that's what it is. And that's what he's kind of saying. And I don't know if I disagree with him, Hawk, because I don't see a lot of dominant single athletes out there balling for the Hurricanes.
There's not.
I think that's what kind of he was getting at, where we need to add assets to this team
to really be successful. But they regressed, I think, is the biggest problem, right? There's guys on that defense that have regressed. I don't know what happened with DJ Ivy on Saturday.
Yeah.
DJ Ivy watched a fake punt as a spectator that went for a touchdown and then got burned later on by a touchdown. I don't know what happened there. But, again, I start with, you want to rebuild something? Rebuild the kicker. Literally, rebuild him. Take him into someone's basement, like the doctor from Human Centipede, and put someone else's leg on. Or take what's the Headley? Take Headley's leg.
Yes.
Put it on Turner Davidson's body, and then put the face of Bubba Bax on it. I don't know what he's doing position.
You BSing, though. But if I was Manny Diaz, I would have brought Lewis Headley in, me and him one-on-one about 10:30 at night, and said, hey, try to kick the ball off this ground through that big yellow
H. They have to have tried. They have to have.
Like, that's just see what happens.
It's staring at everyone right in the face, right? He's a monster of a man.
Yes.
Seems like he's got a monster of a leg. I mean, this isn't – like, they have to have tried to make him kick field goals, and he just must be awful at it. Although, how much worse could he be?
Baxter, Turner Davidson. Turner Davidson was a good story for 6 days until they depended on him. And it's like the backup quarterback coming off the bench and making a couple touchdowns, and then you start him the next week. Why is he bad? Hey, fellas, he was a backup for a reason.
Right.
This guy was a walk-on for a reason. So, yeah, you just that's when you really see the construction of a team break down, is when it gets to just that single position. We know the O-line is bad, but they can cover him up a little bit. We know the secondary is not amazing. You can cover him up a little bit, leave him some safety help. Your kicker is the only one kick that his foot is the only thing to touch that ball before that big H, and he's not putting it through there.
It is so embarrassing to me that a football program with this kind of history cannot trot out a kicker to keep them in a game, win a game. Like, it's crazy to me. This is, you know, and I really believe a lot of times that position gets overlooked. I think it gets overlooked in the NFL a lot, too. In college, man, field goals are not chip shots. So you need to be able to recruit somebody that can come in and hit at least a 25-yarder, a 20-yarder. Like, I mean, that's just crazy to me.
And that would go on Rick and Manny and everybody that evaluated this kicking situation is okay. Y'all brought in Tate Martell, remember?
Yep.
So Manny gets here, Tate Martell comes down because he doesn't know he believes the quarterback situation is in jeopardy a little bit and he wanted to capitalize. There was nobody calling any of these kickers from smaller schools or kickers backing up or kickers they evaluated through high school that went somewhere else, but now they're not starting in other colleges and say, hey, we have a kicking dilemma in Coral Gables? Like that was that never done?
I don't think that they saw a dilemma before the season started.
That's what I'm saying. So put that on the coaching staff.
I agree. I agree. And in college, it's a whole hell of a lot different than the NFL. You cannot bring in a bunch of guys now to compete for the job. Like, you're stuck with what's on your roster.
And that's going to be the downfall of the season.
By the way, speaking of Mark Richt, he's a friend of the program. He's a solid guy. He's come on with us a number of times. He tweeted this morning, I assume word travels fast. I wanted to be able to inform everyone that I did have a heart attack this morning. I am doing fine. As I went through the experience, I had peace knowing I was going to heaven, but I was going to miss my wife. I planned to be at work this week. So obviously it was a mild heart attack. Now he tweeted less than an hour ago, I guess I'm off the cheese balls. He was on with us, I think it was last week when he talked about the cheese balls and people are sending him cheese balls and whatnot. So, yes, I would say if you have a heart attack, major or minor, one of the first things they take out of your diet is cheese balls.
Cheese balls ain't going to make it.
Ain't going to make it.
That'd be organic. He's going to have some sex tonight. I know that.
No, that's not good for the heart.
That tweet?
No, a great.
For him to almost die and bring his wife into it?
I got you.
Talk,
but
that's
no,
some sex involved.
You can't stress the heart.
No, Mark, just lay down.
You cannot stress
just
the heart.
Just lay down,
no,
Mark.
Sir.
Don't get
no,
too involved.
They
now.
Take out cheese balls first, and they take out sex next. That's the reality of it, man. At least 2 weeks. Ooh, you bank that tweet.
Oh,
you
bank
it.
Oh, my God.
You bank it.
You talking about brownie points? I was going to heaven, but I would miss my wife.
I miss my
wife. He nudged her a little bit.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Miami Heat suspended Dion Waiters for Wednesday's season opener due to what the team called conduct detrimental to the team.
All right. We talked about that earlier, and we'll talk about it next with Clay Ferrero from Local 10.
Tonight, the Jets are on the road to face the Jets are at home hosting New England. That's on Monday Night Football. The Pats are still 10-point favorites heading into MetLife Stadium. That's at 8:15 p.m. tonight, guys.
Yeah, I'm going to be watching. I still got to figure out what we're going to end up doing. I'll tell you our gambling exploits later in this hour.
The NBA season opens tomorrow with a doubleheader on TNT. First, New Orleans is in Toronto. That's at 8 p.m. after the Lakers will be on the road, even though it's really at their home stadium, versus the Clippers at 10:30 p.m.
Oh, that's funny. I hadn't even thought of that. Yeah, they're technically a road game, but they open in their home stadium, and everyone there is rooting for the Lakers, not the Clippers, I think. Staples Center.
Who told us that? Like 10 Sedano.
Sedano.
Last week, he was like, 10% of L.A. cheers for the Clippers.
When I was in L.A., I went to the fight. It was at the Staples Center. You walk throughout that arena, it is all Lakers history, Lakers photo. You would never guess in a million years that the Clippers play there. Like, that is the Lakers arena.
You got Kareem, you got Magic, you got Shaq,
Jerry,
you got Kobe,
West,
you got
I mean,
West.
Iko, Kareem. Yeah, like.
Like, who's the Clippers? Do they have anybody retired?
That's
or statues,
a great question.
Or?
Who's the most iconic? And it was the San Diego Clippers when I was growing up.
Wow.
Who's the most iconic Clipper of all time?
DeAndre Jordan.
Is it is it Baron Davis?
CP3?
Who is it, Solana?
I'm not even joking. I'm looking up a list here now, but I think it's their number one fan. You know how, like, the Jets have? I'm not
it's
joking.
Mr. Two-Bits?
I'm not joking. It's Clipper Darryl. You know how, like, the Jets have Fireman, whatever his name was, Fireman Ed?
Yeah.
They have Clipper Darryl, I think, is the most iconic Los Angeles Clipper.
There has to be.
The light-skinned boy.
Bob McAdoo.
High.
I'm looking up
Blake
a list
Griffin?
Now.
Griffin.
Bob McAdoo's number one. Elton Brand is number two. Number three is Chris Paul. Four is Randy Smith. Wow. And five is Blake Griffin.
But what are you looking at?
The most famous or most iconic Clippers in franchise history.
Bob McAdoo?
I mean, that. But did he even
play? I love Bob McAdoo.
But did Bob McAdoo even play most of his career with the Clippers? I don't know. I know he was a rookie with them. I don't even think he played most of it. Let me look at this. Bob McAdoo.
Tells you why the Lakers run L.A., because we have to have a conversation about who's important to the Clippers. And Solana brought up some dude named Fireman Sherrill or something.
Wait a second. I don't even see that Bob McAdoo was on the Clippers.
He played for the Buffalo Braves, and that's the Clippers organization.
Oh, okay. So he played for the Buffalo Braves from 72 to 76. Then he played for the Knicks for 3 years, then the Celtics, then the Pistons for 2 years, the Nets for a year, the Lakers for 4 years, the Sixers for a year. No. He's a two-time NBA champion, five-time All-Star. He was the MVP of the league in 1975. But I don't think of him as a Clipper. Well, because he wasn't. He was a Buffalo Brave.
So it's Chris Paul. It's Blake Griffin. Like Baron Davis. Elton Brand.
I have to think about that. Wow, what a disastrous franchise that is. All right, what else you got,
Blake
Solana?
Blake Griffin, man.
I mean, he had no success.
He jumped high.
Can it be Kawhi Leonard already?
It might be after 1 week.
For the future, hell yeah.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, also tomorrow the Panthers are back at home. They host Pittsburgh. 7 p.m. at the BB&T Center. You guys will be out there doing the show live.
We're going to do our show live at the BB&T Center tomorrow. Very excited about that.
And
I'm
tomorrow.
Going downstairs.
Yeah, I know where you're headed.
Yeah, the Funky Buddha Tap Room.
And tomorrow, the World Series begins at 8:08 p.m. It's the Nationals on the road to face the Houston Astros.
Man, I think that is bad scheduling for MLB to have the World Series Game 1 on the night the NBA opens.
Yes.
Will the NBA outrate the World Series?
No. Game one?
You don't think so?
I know. We always talk about people not watching till after Christmas or the New Year. But
yeah. If Zion was playing, I'm going the Panthers game. But if I was home and Zion was playing, I probably would watch New Orleans. But he's not playing, so I don't think I'd watch that game. But I will watch Lakers and Clippers.
Get a little secret about Zion's games. He's going to dunk 10 times.
You are so wrong about Zion Williamson.
He's going to dunk 10 times.
I hope you're recording all this, Solana, all his Zion Williamson hate, because you're going to be able to you're going to be able to make a nice montage when the dude is up there accepting the Rookie of the Year award.
He's going to be 7-for-10 from the line because he can't shoot at all. Yeah, he's going to dunk a lot.
Real quick, you got weather, Solana?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is partly cloudy, 89 degrees currently. Tonight, the low will drop to 78. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
For my wine drinkers out there, for listeners that are listening that are interested in tasting or learning about some of the best wines, this is a great message for you. And my wife and I include us in that description, because I'm the kind of guy that'll stand at a wine display and I look and I look and then I look for a pretty label. I don't know what I'm doing there. And it's why I'm very glad I found Cameron Hughes Wine. CHWine.com is the website. If you are a wine fan or want to become educated on wine, Cameron Hughes has this great business model. They source the top-rated wines directly from the best wineries. What happens is the best wineries, they overproduce their wines, but then they don't bottle it all. They bottle a little bit. That's how they keep their prices high. Cameron Hughes gets these wines and then sells them under his own label for a fraction of the price. And I'm talking luxury wines at affordable prices. You drink like a millionaire. For example, if you hop on chwine.com, you can grab yourself a bottle or two from, say, Lot 686. That's Alexander Valley Cabernet, a smooth, rich cab from one of the best wineries in California wine country. It has a 5-star review average and was just awarded 94 points and a platinum medal from the Sommelier Challenge International Wine Competition. There's so many great lots to choose from. And here's the real great news. Cameron is offering a deal exclusively to my listeners, 20% off and free shipping on 3 or more bottles. All you have to do is enter my code HOCHMAN when you're checking out, HOCHMAN. These wines, they're already an amazing value for the price. And today you can get top-rated, award-winning wines at incredible savings. Save money, drink the best wine. Try wines that normally sell for $50 or $100 or more a bottle, and you get it for a fraction of the cost. Go to chwine.com right now. Get 20% off the already wonderful prices and free shipping when you buy 3 or more bottles. You just got to enter my code HOCHMAN when you're checking out. Again, Go to chwine.com. Enter the code Hockman for 20% off three bottles or more, plus free shipping. Fantastic wine delivered right to your door. chwine.com. Clay Ferrero from Local 10. He's going to join us next here on Hockman and Crowder. Sipping wine, we talk for hours through the night. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. Man Cave Monday, Twin Peaks right there on University Drive. Can't miss it. Perfect place to spend a little money. I actually meant to say a little Monday afternoon.
I was looking. I was like, wow, that was weird.
That's such a weird thing to say.
I didn't want to call you out. I was going to let it ride.
But it took me a couple seconds to marinate on what I just said. And I'm like,
there's no casino games here, is it? There a back room?
That's such a weird thing to say.
Great place to spend a little money.
You know, you're thinking about spending a little money today.
I've seen some Twin Peaks commercials. Never heard that one.
I mean, no company would use that as their commercial.
Spend some money.
Awful way to promote a place.
Well, just new.
All right.
Something new.
Well, come here and I'll have Channing buy you a beer.
That huh? Way, I ain't got dang.
I feel like I can dig myself out of that. We're at Twin Peaks. Come on over. Throw some money in and then leave. You don't even have to.
You enough money, I'll start shaking. I'll earn that money.
Twin Peaks, University Drive in Davie. Y'all know what I was trying to say. Stop giving me grief. 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done, right? Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Looking to drop a little money on a BX80. Yeah, Kubota's the way to go.
Who wants to spend some money?
Oh, my God. Weird. I'm just a weird guy. Clay Ferrero, he's one of the sports anchors and reporters at Local 10. We enjoy some Ferrero side chats with him. He's joining us right now. Hello, Clay. Clay?
Yes, sir. I'm honored to be on your final ever remote at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, weird. What a weird promotion I just gave you there.
It's like you got the excess money? Come on over.
What a great place to drop some money and what am I talking about? All right, where do I start, Clay? Do I start with the Hurricanes, the Dolphins, or Dion Waiters? It's guest choice day.
Wow, man. I mean, those are the three choices you're giving me. We're not going to start with how excited everybody is about Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero. You're going to make me pick out of one of those three?
Yes, we have to go with the big stories from the weekend. In order, for me personally, it goes, and this is in order of importance, Hurricanes, Dion Waiters, Miami Dolphins. But I don't know what you believe it to be.
Yeah, I'd probably flip the last two. I just don't see a whole lot with the Dion Waiters situation right now because, frankly, I don't know that right now, especially going into game one where everybody is relatively healthy, that it's that big of a deal as far as the rotation goes. I don't know that he was going to start anyway. And then now you could make an argument for a group of 10, not including Dion Waiters or James Johnson, quite frankly, that could be pretty darn good with this team. So I'd probably go Canes. Then, you know, I do like some of the improvements that we saw with the Dolphins over the weekend. Does it matter this year? No. But as far as some of these guys that you hope may be part of this team moving forward or could potentially be trade bait, then I think you saw some good things. And I'd probably put Dion third.
The only reason that I think Dion Waiters is a bigger story than the Dolphins is Dolphins are kind of doing what we expected them to do. I think the Dion Waiters thing, while it doesn't matter, you have an 82-game season, him missing a game doesn't matter, I think it changes or sets a different tone for the Miami Heat this season than you've seen the last few seasons. I think this is the Miami Heat, like they're telling you, through the James Jones conditioning stuff and through the suspension of Dion Waiters, that there's no more messing around. There's not going to be any Hassan Whiteside distraction type stuff going on. This is a new old Miami Heat.
come on, Hawk. How are you going to make me be a hot take type of guy when you can change my mind just like that? I mean, that's not what you bring me on for. No, from that perspective, I got to concede. I could see that for sure, because I think a big part of that as well is that they don't have to rely on Deion Waiters this year. So anything that may be detrimental to the team, they can do this kind of thing. And I remember I had a chance to sit down with Justice Winslow before training camp even started. And we talked about the difference between last year and this year. And he said, look, understandably so, but there were a lot of guys on last year's team that felt as though they should be getting more minutes. And this year, it feels like guys are on the same page and everybody's going in there and looking towards one goal. And he wasn't specifically saying that those guys were doing anything that was detrimental to the team, but I think what you're seeing now is there's a vibe with this team. There's this whole us against the world thing. We want to be hated. We're developing this identity that has been Heat culture all along, but now, like, everybody is buying in. So if you have one guy that's not buying in or causing any sort of a problem, I think you're dead on. So from that perspective, yeah, I gotcha.
And, Clay, that vibe, that, you know, that bringing back the culture and, you know, no-nonsense type approach that he'd have had and that we're used to, that's just off Jimmy. One guy can give that back to an entire franchise. Just signing Jimmy Butler brings that back?
I think it's easy to say that you're going to be the toughest, best-conditioned, hardest-working team in the league. But when you bring in a franchise player – who is among the toughest, best conditioned players in the league and a guy who legitimately enjoys being hated, I think all of a sudden, and that guy is potentially your franchise guy, then I think it ultimately changes your identity. So, you know, I think the last few years, they didn't have that one guy that you could point to that was the embodiment of Heat culture. Now, of course, Dwayne Wade is the greatest player in franchise history, but at this point in his career, he's not a guy that's going to go out there and every single night be your best player. And same with Udonis Haslem. Both of those guys, of course, you build your franchise around. You point to those guys and say, this is what we're all about. But at this point in their careers, they weren't the guys who could be that on the floor. Now, with Jimmy Butler and a guy like Tyler Hero, who really embraces this role and is out there and getting in fights with Michael Carter Williams on the floor. I mean, I think it is that simple when the guy who you brought in is that way organically and is also your best player.
Clay Ferraro from Local 10 is with us. All right, to the Miami Hurricanes. I think there were a couple missteps by Manny Diaz. I don't think that it was anything that couldn't have been corrected with him saying this morning with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz, I misspoke or I wish I hadn't used the word rebuild. But he did use the word rebuild Saturday in the questions after the game. This morning, he said he was talking about rebuilding confidence. Where do you stand on what's going on there with UM?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. I'm never much on the immediate aftermath of a game, a player or a coach saying like one word that you could maybe misunderstand, or in their minds, maybe they just misspoke and said a word when they were thinking something else. But when you come on this morning and say that, I think it's really hard to back up that way. You know, if you made a comment like, look, when I say rebuild, I think everybody knows we're not where we want to be, which was the Hurricanes of the 80s and the early 2000s. Like, yeah, that's what we're rebuilding towards. Okay. I didn't like it initially anyway, though, because it came off as an excuse after losing to a team that's far worse than you are, or at least should be. And when you're talking about a rebuild and you're going up against a Georgia Tech team that A, is the worst team in the ACC, and B, more importantly, is the epitome of a rebuild because they've had a triple option for the last 10 years and they're having to rebuild half of their roster, then I just think it comes off as an excuse and one that nobody's going to buy. So, yeah, and then you come on this morning and say that, and look, I can't get inside Manny Diaz's head. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to know what he meant in the moment. But I just think when you use a word like rebuild, I think it's kind of hard, at least in the moment, to think that he was talking about confidence, because the context of that word is normally when it comes to an entire program and a roster.
And Clay, speaking of the Canes, I'm not going to just complain. I'm going to try to find a solution. So with the kicking situation, Bubba Baxter, Turner Davidson, we know what's going on. I don't want to ask what the problem is. We know they can't put the damn ball through that yellow H. What's the answer? How do you think this is resolved over the next, 4 to 5 to 6 weeks if they go to a bowl game, whatever? How is this resolved for the remainder of the season?
I don't know, man. I mean, I remember Boston College, I think in like 2006 or something, they pulled a guy out of the stands, literally, Steve Aponovicius. They brought him out there, and he ended up being their kicker for the rest of the year and was actually pretty good. And I remember because his first game he kicked against Virginia Tech and beat him. So I don't know. Do you have an open campus? I mean, do you have any eligibility left? And so
you're talking to me?
I don't know. I mean,
Hawk, that little short ass leg. What's that little leg gonna do? What's Hawk's little leg gonna do, Clay?
You talking to me, Clay?
Seriously, I mean, I don't know. I mean, do you want to go spend your money on some tuition and go walk on? That you're all about spending money on this Monday? But I don't know. I don't know if there is a solution at this point other than put them both out there in practice and see which guy is the best and hope for the best when you go into games. I mean, I guess you could say on short yardage situations on fourth down, just go for it. But, I just don't know that at this point there really is a good answer there.
I don't think there is anything you can do. I mean, you're stuck, and it's a problem that should have been addressed. It wasn't, but now you're playing shorthanded. I was getting killed on the text machine, and I know a lot of people were killing Manny Diaz for suggesting their record could be wildly different if it wasn't for the kicking game. I think it could be. I really do. I think that they mangled, and I think he's mangled the kicker situation kind of the way Mark Richt did with the quarterback situation where nobody knew which end was up anymore. I thought, sending Turner Davidson out for the first couple of kicks and then having Bubba Baxa try to kick the field goal at the end. I just think it's confused at this point, and I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. Is there? There isn't one.
Yeah, and hasn't he also done that kind of with the quarterback situation as well? I kind of understood for a while if you were trying to use the injury, the shoulder injury to Jaren Williams as a bit of a competitive disadvantage advantage in the sense that you're letting other teams know, hey, we can start either one of these guys, so you better prepare for the both of them. But now Nikosi Perry gets hurt, and Jaren Williams goes out there, and you've said that he's your number one guy. But, I mean, clearly if a shoulder is hurt, if it's your throwing shoulder, you can't go out there and play, right? So something seems off with that as well. I think both of them, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, very interesting season and a very disappointing season. Expected season for the Dolphins, very disappointing season for the Miami Hurricanes, and, TBD. On the Panthers and the Miami Heat.
Well, let me ask you this, because you brought up because I think another one of the quotes was that they were what, 3 or 4 plays from being 7-0 or whatever it is, 4 plays from being 7-0. Can't that go the other way though too? I mean, couldn't they also be 3 plays from being 1-6?
Thanks,
the Virginia
Downer.
Game yet? Yeah, but I mean that's. I just mean, isn't that kind of where we are? And it's been that way in the NFL for a long time. But in college football now, look, unless you're the Alabamas, the Ohio States of the world, I mean, isn't that kind of what most of these games are about? That, training regimens are such that you don't have as many blowouts as you used to. And, I just think that that's a lament that pretty much any coach in America could make.
The only issue that I would take with that is I really can point to specific plays in the Florida game, the UNC game, the Vatek game, the game Saturday against Georgia Tech where you go, just make a field goal. Like, make an easy field goal or make an extra point. And the game is different. I know it sounds lazy, but I really do believe that in this situation.
Well, no, I get that. I just think the two games that they won at home, not including Bethune, you could probably do the same. And I just think, and this was my issue coming into the season, I felt like the Coastal Division was so bad, and it continues to be so bad, that there's no reason why Miami should not win the division this year. What they did against Virginia is not a very good team. I mean, that's who they are, yet they were thought to be the best of the bunch, and Miami beats them. Then you go up against perhaps the two worst teams in the division in Virginia Tech and Georgia Tech, and you make mistakes all over the field, and you lose them both. And so that's where the talent is too good for them to not be winning this division, not just competing for it, winning this division this year. And that falls on coaching.
Clay Ferreiro, watch him on Local 10. Thank you for making time for us, Clay. Always enjoy it.
Always enjoy. I just wish we had talked more non-sports stuff, guys. I'm going to go spend some money up there at Twin Peaks for you.
Anytime you want to spend some money, you hop on over here at Twin Peaks.
Raise the money.
Weird promotion. Thanks, Clay.
It's Channing's money, though, so that's all.
There you go.
Channing's change.
Spend Channing's money at Twin Peaks. He sure is. Clay Ferreiro there from Local 10. If you enjoy the Hurricanes portion of that interview, it's going to get a whole hell of a lot more fiery around 4:15 today when John Michaels joins us. I think my guess is that it's going to be unbridled anger.
He gets going.
He gets going.
Are you
he gets
use going. The phrase TBD very often?
You don't like that?
That threw me off. Nobody uses that in regular conversations.
OMG, are you kidding? You see what I did there? Afternoon drive, ladies and gentlemen. Simulcast.
TBD.
Simulcast. TTL. Talk to you later. I want to talk about men's.com. I think it's TTYL.
Oh, you missed it. Yeah, you missed one. It's okay.
Whatever. I'm an ASS. What? I know a lot of listeners are going to thank me when you hear this message. Listen closely. If you're still paying hundreds of dollars a month for Viagra or Cialis, I have some great news for you. My friends at Men's.com are helping listeners with generic Viagra or Cialis for a fraction of the cost. And maybe, you know, coming out of the weekend, you've been waiting for this message. I know what a lot of people ask, though. How can they do it? Like, how can they offer this stuff at a fraction of the cost? Men's.com took out the middleman. They bought the pharmacy. The pharmacy's right here in the USA. It's FDA-approved stuff, so you're not rolling the dice here on something that, oh, I saw it on the internet, but I don't know. Since they own the pharmacy, that keeps prices down. So honestly, if you're already spending hundreds of dollars a month on this stuff, you're crazy. The way to go is Men's.com. For a limited time, they'll give you your online medical evaluation for free. That's a pleasure. But now, right now, they're offering an additional 50% off your first month. That's incredible. A doctor, you do the online medical questionnaire. The doctor will review it. If you're eligible, you'll be cleared, good to go. They deliver the meds conveniently and discreetly right to your front door. So there's no more trips to the doctor's office, embarrassing conversations with the doctors. The online process is quick and easy. And again, right now, the special offer, you get that online evaluation at mens.com for free, and they'll take an additional 50% off your first month. Like I said, we're coming out of the weekend. Guys, sometimes, and you may know it, you need a little help. There's no shame in that. So whether you want the convenience of having the meds shipped directly to your door, you want to save money, or maybe you've just been curious about the benefits of generic Viagra or Cialis, Men's.com is for you. Go take advantage of that 50% off the first month offer right now. It's Men's.com, M-E-N-S, Men's.com. Quick break here from Twin Peaks in Davie. Come right back on Hockman and Crowder. M hour on Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Somebody texted in after the last segment. I'm going to find the exchange here because there's a lot of texts.
They text TBD.
You guys are taking it way too easy on Manny Diaz. Come on, Hawk. Use your damn voice. You're an alumnus. I text him back. I like him. I don't feel that way. So he texted back, fairly, please explain what there is to like after the break. Give me one thing to hang my hat on. And I wrote, I just like him. I think he's going to end up being the right man for the job. And the guy responded, he's done a great job at winning the offseason and creating propaganda to sell season tickets, but the like him intangible doesn't win football games. I get it. Yeah. I don't have anything more than that. But I'm telling you, I'm speaking from my heart. I'm telling you, I think he's mangled the kicker situation. I don't think he's done either kicker a favor by you know, doing what he did on Saturday. Beyond that, though, all I'm saying is, yeah, maybe it's blind faith. I like Manny Diaz. I think this guy is going to turn out to be the right guy for the job. I think he's got all the qualifications. I think he's got a poor roster right now, unfortunately. He's part of that. I'm not absolving him of blame. I'm just telling you, in the long run, I think he's going to end up being the right guy. I might be right. I might be wrong. I'm just telling you, my opinion about him is my true opinion of him.
And I don't have any bias towards it either. I'm just speaking from the outside. I'm a Gator. You know, I would say to what you said about the roster, is he, if he's Dale Earnhardt, he's jumped on the Indy 500 track in a Toyota Corolla. He just doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the manpower to go out there and play with these teams. And I see that on a week in and week out basis watching Canes games. This is unbiased opinion. I said it weeks ago, and I know y'all don't. And I, you know me, I don't give a damn about making fun of an 18-year-old. I have no heart. Those guys are not coveted by other teams. Do you think other teams would love to have the players from the Canes on their roster?
Well, there's a couple guys, right? Brevin Jordan.
DJ Dallas.
You thought Shaq Quarterman. He seems to have regressed a little bit. You could probably speak to that better than most.
Playing behind Jared Willis and them are way different than playing behind Nesta Salvero. You get
exposed a little bit more. But, yeah, there's not a lot of guys that would be coveted by other teams right now. But that's the reality. Listen, you shouldn't be losing to a Georgia Tech team. There's a reason that you're losing to them. You want to put something on the coach? You can put something on the coach. You want to put something on the players? You can certainly put something on the players. And I think that the kickers have a lot to do with it as well.
No Ed Reed, no Phillip Buchanan, no Ray Lewis's. There's no Clinton Portis's being backed up by Willis McGahee's, being backed up by Frank Gore's, being backed up by Tyrone Moss's, being backed. Even though I'm not a Cane, I respected the hell out of those late 90s, early 2000 Canes teams. DJ Williams and John Vilma playing together? Bro. Y'all are not that anymore. Guy Texter, do you understand that? There is no Ed Reed on this roster. There's not one DJ Williams on this roster.
But the bigger question is Manny Diaz the right guy to lead them out of that and back to where they want to be? And, again, it was just two seasons ago that Mark Richt had them at number two, albeit for a cup of coffee, but at number two in the nation. Yeah. Is Manny Diaz the right guy? That's the question that a lot of people after the first, seven games this season are asking. For me, it's not a question. I think you got to give someone at least enough time to put their imprint on the program. He has not had enough time to do so, and I think he's the right guy. That's based on blind faith. I don't have anything. I do not have a tangible piece of evidence to show you, but that's the way that I feel about him. So I'm not going to be outraged at him just because I'm outraged at the outcome of the game on Saturday.
I'm with you. You got to give him time, too. Would y'all want Dan Mullen over Manny?
Would I want Dan Mullen over Manny?
Or I use Dan with Gabe. Would you want, like, look at other coaches?
There's a guy, Mario Cristobal. That's the guy where people would look at and go, man, maybe had they been a little more exhaustive in their search. And not even that you had to search for Mario Cristobal. But I think 9 out of 10 Hurricanes fans, even ones that are complaining about Manny Diaz, would have hired Manny Diaz in the course of 10 hours if they had the opportunity to, as well as the retirement of Mark Richt came out of the blue. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it was necessarily a panic move like some people are accusing Blake James of, because Manny Diaz was committed to Temple. You had to either make him an offer or you were going to lose him, because he couldn't string Temple along for a long time while you did an exhaustive search. I think Blake James made the right decision. You know, could I look at it now and go, maybe Mario Cristobal would have been a legit choice? Yeah, him too, but I'm happy still with the decision of Manny Diaz.
Give him 3 years. I'm with that.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. John Michaels, we'll see what he has to say.
He's not going to give him 3 years.
He's about 15 or 20 minutes away. John Michaels from SB Nation Radio, huge Hurricanes fan. I don't think he's happy with the direction of the program right now, but we will ask him when he joins us. So after Saturday's game, and we had just lost to what I consider to be a much worse football team, you realize you don't have a kicker. I could have been down and sad, but instead I fired up some drinks. My friend Dr. Chuck was over at the house. My wife was there. I made my wife a strawberry margarita. Chuck had an old-fashioned. I made a Moscow mule for myself. Best of all, this was at my house, thanks to my drink maker. Not like we had to go out for great mixed drinks. Did it right at the house. In fact, October 18th, last Friday, my wife and I celebrated our 22nd wedding anniversary. How cool was it that we were able to make a whole bunch of different drinks to celebrate? White Russian, she had a peach sangria, vodka lemonade. So I make the drinks with a cocktail machine called the Drink Maker, which makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button. You know, it's like those fancy machines that make espresso with the push of a button. Only now you could do the same thing with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. And look, we've all spent $15 or $20 for a mixed drink out at a restaurant. Now you can make them in the comfort of your home with the push of a button. You don't need to own bottles and bottles of alcohol. The Drink Maker, it looks great right there on the countertop. It makes so many drinks, from classic cocktails to a gin and tonic or a flashy fruity cocktail like a margarita and everything in between. There's literally something for everyone, and it's a great way to find new favorites. In less than a minute, with just the press of a button, you have an ice-cold, ready-to-drink cocktail or mixed drink. Now, this brand-new machine is already a great deal, but they've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners, and I know you're going to love this. DrinkWorks, they've already taken $100 off the original price right off the top. You'll see it on the website. For my listeners, you could take another $50 off for a total savings of $150, and because I asked nicely, they'll even throw in free shipping. But this offer is going to go away soon, so do not wait. Here's the only way to get the amazing Drink Maker from DrinkWorks, plus the exclusive free shipping offer. Go to drinkworks.com and enter the code MARK50 when you're checking out. MARC50. That's how you get the additional $50 off and free shipping. Go to drinkworks.com. Use the code MARK50 when you're checking out. And please remember, enjoy responsibly. All right, your next code word, chance at winning $1,000, coming up next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.